Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Mr. Chatty Cathy again. I'm still here. Ooh. Mermaid might join us. She likes watching me on this show, so she can be a good judge for us and reciprocator of information. So I always like getting her feedback after we do these shows because she can just validate who you are, how it works, validate how I see things. It's really well done when you look how our collective consciousness can attach to each other. And it's really important that I get somebody to mirror me and or look at a different perspective. So the PRQ team, when there's five of us all together, the truth will come out, and that's how we do it. And we're really good at it. We love you so much, and that's my encouragement to you. Just keep calling into us, keep subscribing. We have lots of resources for you. We just are learning how, where, when, why, and just qualifying the best avenue to get it to you, because we want to go around all the systems. We want to break all of your systems up. And so that's my great encouragement.
And also to remind everyone, I know you spoke about this a lot when you were doing the PRQ groups and calls all of last year. Just to remind everyone, don't be waiting for anything, though. If this is your true passion, whatever your project or your interest is, just get started in whatever way you can. Really try not to let the perceived limitations of money stop you, because then it probably isn't really your passion. You've heard him say it a lot of times, but you can always get started in some small way on your way. If you're waiting for something, it's not a good state of being to be in, because then you're going to be in a frustrated state of believing you can't do something because of not having enough resources or money or whatever. And of course, the resources will help with getting things bigger and bigger, but just a reminder to just get started in whatever ways you can. Don't be waiting. Waiting's no time to wait.
I know. So you saw my Swedish, you saw my Swedish name, right?
I did. Yeah.
Now, nothing more would please me than making my own wool blanket, wool rug, wool. What do you call it? We call them pullovers in America. You call them jumpers. That's right.
Of course.
A wool jumper.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
But I never used it. I never, like, I was...
Liked the thought of it, but didn't...
I have all the books to do it. I have the loom is sitting there from Norway.
There's and so I'm like, many things
I just,
like that.
I wanted that. I love the idea, but guess what? I didn't do it. And, and by the way, there's a alpaca farm right up there, the giving away wool. And I still didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't really love it. I didn't love it.
That's right.
Grandma loved it. That's why she has the loom.
Exactly.
From Norway.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's pretty obvious.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be making any rugs or blankets. All right, BBS Radio, I'm ready to go. Shelly from Nevada, I think, NV, online, whatever. Relationships between heat and sunlight. Shelly, what you got for me?
Oh, I got an interesting one for you. Well, it might not be interesting for you, but it's interesting for me. We've talked about the sun a lot and how it's cold fusion, and that makes sense because, like, if you're in an aircraft, you're closer to the sun. It's the temperature's colder out there. But, like, in the summertime on the Earth, you're standing out in sunlight. It's really hot, but if you step into the shade, it's not. So does the Earth have something to do with the generation of that heat from the light? Or how does that work?
Right. So, first of all, envision yourself in the area on planet Earth. You're under a microscopic lens. So so the transmission, and while your planet wobbles, So think of your planet as an eyeball, and that lens, okay. That lens where as you wobble around the other planets, you're not going around the sun. You're wobbling with the planets. As you wobble with your other planets, the orientation of the sun is going to be more oppressive or depressive. So that's the first thing I want everyone to know, that you're under a microscope lens, basically. And then as your wobble occurs, you get the reoccurrence of more or less daylight. Mm-hmm. Now, the real question is what? You have a bigger question, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, so what brings the heat on from the sunlight? I mean, if the sun is cold, where does the
heat
come
from? So when I take a magnifying
from?
Glass,
passing,
remember when you take a magnifying
glass? It's passing through a
barrier? Yeah, so yeah. You took a magnifying glass at science school, and you put it over a marshmallow, and you burned it, didn't you?
Right.
That's what's happening to you right now.
So how high up is our magnifying glass? Because aircraft must go beyond that, I guess. I'm just wondering, how far off the ground is that barrier?
No, it's much higher. Great question. It's much higher than 35,000 feet, but it's thick. So it's not just a cell. It's really it comes in. It's kind of like foam almost. So 35,000 feet, a little bit. So you can actually, if you talk to the greatest aeronautic engineers here, they'll tell you that we can go faster where there's less oxygen. Or what they're really saying is there's less water. So as our evaporation system deletes itself, now you're getting close to space. That's what you're calling space anyway. There's no oxygen up there. Okay, so that once that starts, there is a cell there that starts growing. After there's no oxygen, we'll just give a delineation line. So okay. I can put a little pillow over you, all around your space, that now goes into outer space. So when we come in here, we're going through that cover. It looks just like a foam. It's almost like foam, and at the outer side of it, it's thick. It's really dense. But this side of it, it's really, let's say, soft. And sometimes it's camouflaged as clouds. But so when we come and go outside of this dimension and or this universe, it's hell to get in here. But it's super easy to get. It's super easy to get out. I hope that helps.
Okay, so the light going through that barrier just is essentially... kind of, it just changes kind of composition, and it creates that heat for us then.
That's right. So the sun is from the source, and it's just basically a tube down to you, basically. It's a vein from source through all the universes.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Cool.
You did. Coolio. Thank you. Okay.
My love to you. All right. That wasn't heavy at all, was it?
Sorry, I stepped away for a bit, but I did want to say to Shelley, it's one of the, was Shelley, right? Yeah, that it was one of my favorite places to live. The sun is a beautiful, very high frequency planet.
Do I actually do this one? Do I do this one?
Oh, God.
Do I do this one? Are you sure?
I can't do all things. Topics.
I mean, are you sure?
Sorry, we're talking about the next caller's topic. It says it on the screen.
Robin, I don't know. Robin, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move on. That one's a tough one. We love...
Oh, come on.
There's no... I mean,
we
it's
love,
hard to have boundaries, it's also... It's hard to
I don't
talk.
Know, Robin.
I'm
what
too
you,
shy.
Are you
don't
sure
know.
You want to do this, Robin? This is a family show.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, one at a time, please.
Okay, let's see.
Yes,
let's see what you got.
Okay, so there's a lot of things that I'm interested in talking about, and I've recently been reading, you know, the Kuna.
Make sure you're there, bro. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, look. Okay, and so I've been reading books like the Kundalini, just trying to learn about the energies that flow through our bodies and, you know, the human design, and just learning a lot of information. And the one thing we don't really talk about is, and I know you guys talked about a while ago that you were going to try to have a show where you were going to talk about it. So I'm curious to know, is masturbation a program? Are you there?
I wouldn't say program. About you, would you say program?
Yeah. Is it something that is programmed us, or is it something that is natural for the human vessel?
So we've worked really hard on this at PRQ because we can see the delineation of the procreation process here. So we're confused why most people don't recognize the purpose of procreation. And so the mermaid and I both, we go, when we connect physically, it has nothing to do with physicality. So we don't really understand physicality.
So it's not a mechanical. So what upsets us with what's happened on Earth and the way they've distorted sexuality? I'll just go up broadly with sexuality all in all, because it'll answer the question at the same time. But it's been inverted and distorted, obviously. We're all pretty aware of that. But what many people may not be aware until they find their true love, like their true love of unconditional love, is it won't be a mechanical act anymore. So it's not going to be. It's hard to describe, but it's going to be through this blissful, euphoric connection of true love. And then the physicality of the touching and connecting physically comes secondary through the act of such incredible love. And that euphoric bond when two spirits merge together, that's first and foremost. So, as I said in the last show, there's no boundaries to what anyone does or what wants to do or with exploring themselves and stuff. There's no right or wrong for sure. But I would say they might find as they get really, really high in frequency and really like the physical body will get a little less, it'll be a little less harder to do it with themselves, so to speak, because it'll feel a little too mechanical. However, if they can't be with their twin flame, but they know their twin flame or their true love, they may think about them, connect with them, and engage with themselves. And they're doing it in a space of their connecting. They are connecting and merging their spirits in a real state of love, and then they're following through with that physical act because they can't physically be with that person. I would say that would be more normal, but definitely a program and an inverted thing would be feeling like it'd be probably more male on this side, but when they say that they have to do this because it's like a physical outlet that a male has to do, that would be really a mechanical, physical act, and using things like porn and stuff. I would say that's an inversion and a program. But exploring yourself out of love and playing with your newfound Kundalini energies and stuff, then that's not a program. That would be my, without going too deep, that would probably be my answer, if that helps. I don't know if you want to expand.
Yes, it does help. Because I was actually affiliating that more with the energies that flow through the body, and that, and my interpretation of it from the book that I've been reading, it releases the energy more so through the, you know, through the body going up versus going down, and there's a lot of things that could block the energy.
So, definitely. Is it the Magdalene book you're reading? One of those Magdalene sexual energy books? What do you
it
mean?
Is actually the Kundalini and the Chakras, and it's by Genevieve Lewis Paulson.
Okay, I don't know it, but if it, yeah, just really be mindful of how it feels, and if it feels right for you, the information, then I would go with it. And if it doesn't, yeah, leave it. But I agree, and okay. working with it mindfully in a way of expanding your consciousness, like mindfully sending your energy, the orgasmic energy up, as you say, that's really important as well. So if you're doing it mindfully and you know what you're doing, yeah, just be careful and aware, and yeah, I think it's fine.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Never stop calling, please.
Leah from VA. Where's VA?
Well, you're quite a radio show host all of a sudden.
I'm just in a really good space here. I'm Are so you? Happy. We're out of Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. Where's Alcatraz?
I'm not saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. It's
I'm tough. Free.
Okay, Leah from VA online, whatever. Question, ability to change physical form. Ability to change physical. Okay, go ahead. I'm an expert. Let's talk.
I love this Hello. Topic as well.
Leia. Cool. I was hoping it was pronounced Leia, though, like Princess Leia.
I love the name Leia.
It's Lee.
How do you say it?
Lee.
Lee.
Love that, too.
That's lovely.
That's like, that's a great song. Leia. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, I'm calling on behalf of the Questions for Qsters group, and the person that I have a question from noted that you have shared that you and other light beings have regenerated yourselves when you have been quote unquote killed by the dark. How can we at this point in our ascension begin to develop and strengthen our ability to change our physical form to anything we want it to be?
Love that. We talk about this a lot, don't we? Being a woman, I'm like, gosh, just how do I stop the aging process, etc.
Is there a moisturizer?
Is
it beluga whale blubber? I mean, what is it? What is it that?
No, it's really easy. It's doing in any way you want to do it, but it's doing commands or intentions of what you want to change, and it will, I assure you, change.
Yeah,
physical things with yourself for sure.
So, I guarantee you. So, if we look at Carrie's group, Carrie yourself. I guarantee you all of you have died 100 times, but you don't recognize it because you can't see. So you're so powerful, you come back into the genetics so fast. You reanimate the body again. You only need like one or two cells for a super, your spirits, your God. You can do whatever you want. So when you die, you come right back in. And that's the only, you know, maybe real horsepower and value I bring is I know I'm doing it and not all of you see it because you're doing it so fast. You can't see it. And because I'm coming from outside of here, I can see it. So all of you have been killed a lot of times and you're reanimating another body. It's not, your identity is not you. Is what I'm trying to do my best to explain. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to make it make sense. Well, very good. Thank you. That's the question from the person in the group. And I have a question as well, if I can ask it.
Please, please.
Okay. I found it interesting that you mentioned the Russian populace as being more conscious than many other regions. I have connected with Anastasia of Russia through the Ringing Cedars of Russia books. They have profoundly impacted me and how I'm headed towards my homestead project. My question is Russia's advancement or preservation due in great measure to the movement that she started there.
Well, firstly, those books are incredible. I'll agree.
If it wasn't for the mermaid, you wouldn't have this information on the planet. We worked really hard in Russia, really hard. And you're seeing the return on investment. It's very important to us that we got a good large swath of geography and lost ground, but really, really prominent group there now. And like it or not, though, those are the leaders of spiritual awakening will most likely be the Russian people.
So they destroyed our family there in the Anastasia story, the Romanov story, as you can probably guess. And yeah, I highly recommend everyone to read those books. The Ringing Cedars are just so fantastic, so helpful with people's ascension process for sure. So that's beautiful.
Great job. Evaluating that information and qualifying that information. Incredible. Thank you so much for educating all of us.
Thank you so much.
All right, BBS Radio, let's go on to the next one. I don't know who's going to top that one, huh? That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fridayne from USA on line 4.
Wants help mentally ill that are incarcerated. Ooh, that's a touchy one. Mm. So let's talk about this. Fridayne. Assuming you're still on the call. Hi.
This is my first time. Want to thank you. And I have a daughter that is, you know, has some serious issues with her stability. But I know the med beds are coming, but I want to include some projects for them. But it seems like if they're going to be going through this process of healing, is there going to be a need for living and supportive living and retraining these individuals that are severely or incapable of living in society, that haven't been in society for many, many years?
It'd be so hard for the ones incarcerated, if that's what it says here in the, that you, is that, was that right? That was it all mentally ill people, or was it directed at incarcerated mentally ill people?
I'm sorry, one more time. I didn't hear that.
Was the question basically to help all mentally ill people? Was that?
Oh yes, all of the mentally ill. You know, there's different levels. There's different levels of insight. I'm dealing with personally and. Many others that are don't have the insight, so they don't even know they're ill. So this is the issue as far as trying to, when I do want to put forth something, I want it to be strong supportive systems, which we haven't been able to get, or, you know, she wasn't able to get those support. She had them, but she fell through the crevices. So there was a lot of, going on a roller coaster in and out of the hospitals, in and out of different institutions. And just, I want to close the loopholes and I want to find a living, supportive living and land, you know, nature with horses and animals and, you know, just growing. Farming and that kind of thing, supportive for the environment and the community. And old, young, you know, but there's just, you know, a lot of, I guess, what about, you know, how much of the healing will be coming.
Okay, so forgive me, we're going to move on to some other callers, but ability to change physical form is, and or, sorry, wants to help mentally ill that are incarcerated. They have to do their own work. They have to do their own work.
Commands from to help them. So they're too much in their mind energy, and if they can really try to get back into their heart energy, obviously. But exactly, it's hard. It's hard for anyone else to do for them. Only they can do it for themselves. So you can't tell anyone to do that unless they want to.
Outstanding question. Thank you so much. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you.
Thank you.
All right, BBS Radio. Let's do Sherry. They love you.
Thank you.
Sherry from WY. Question, can you use Homestead Act for vacated land the country, the county owns? Yes, you can.
Have we got Sherry?
Oh, good. Yes, I'm here. Great day, Q and Mermaid. Thanks for taking my call. So I know that you...
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Keep rolling. Go, 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 go. Yeah, let's go. Let's get through some calls here.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? You?
All right, BBS Radio. Let's go to the next caller. Sorry about that, everyone.
It's cutting out, that one. We can't hear you.
Annette from Florida. Oh. Annette from Florida about Ron Amatron's clearings. Annette, are you there? Are you there, Annette?
Hello, 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 both of you, Queen of Hearts, love you both, and thank you for all of what you do for all
aloha,
of us.
Aloha, question. Aloha.
Hi. When we go through, we've been doing Ron Amatron's clearings, and once we go through the light wave, are we going to still have all these entities jumping in and out of us, or is that what you're trying to describe about the 90% that are not actual mankind?
Right. So as we start maturing here, you're going to get more powerful and they won't be able to affect you. So we got two people on the PRQ team inside here. They're testing it out all the time. And it looks like as long as you grow, you can't get hurt anymore. That's what it looks like. But you have to grow.
I got that. I can do
got
that.
It?
And
okay.
Yeah. And then
so just keep just be a steady beat. Just a steady beat. Just a steady beat. You know, don't go too fast or too slow. Looks like we got these guys. No problem. As long as we keep clicking.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And may I ask another question? A quick one.
Please go ahead.
Love you. Our collaboration center is like 3,000 acres, but the Homestead Act, we can only get 160 acres. Are we going to be limited to that, or can we just go for it and if we can figure it out?
Yeah, just get 25 home centers.
Oh,
160 a person.
Good.
Yeah, you just get 25
very
people. It's not a big deal. And then And come on, 160 acres is a lot of land. So who cares if there's a little separation too?
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a lot of plans. So we're doing the birthing centers and the teaching people trades, and we have a loved one society, community assistance center, and everything planned for that whole acreage.
Beautiful. Right. Can't wait to see it come to life. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's get a couple
Thank
more calls
so
in here. Thank you so much. That was a great call. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. Anyway, BBS Radio, as courtesy to everyone, BBS Radio has offered us Wednesdays and Thursdays for the Homestead Act, and I need a couple more paralegals, though. So if a couple more paralegals are into So we'll give the paralegals obviously resources to help you. So we'll be fiduciaries for the paralegals to execute your homestead. BBS Radio has offered me Wednesday and Thursday. Probably pull the trigger on that this week. And then we'll go ahead and fund all the homestead. We want to see a couple, we want to see winners and losers, obviously. And so we'll go ahead, PRQ will go ahead and fund all that. And then we publish it on the radio. So we'll get less fear in our body about called authorities trying to tax us, etc. So I think I'm going to probably Wednesdays is probably the one I'm aiming for. So we'll see how that goes. So just keep drilling into the dashboard, and I'll keep working with BBS Radio to find a good spot for us. John from Eastern Canada. When it enters Hello. Human body and attribute to Q and Muvia. John, come on. What kind of crazy shit you talking here?
Hey, man. How are you and Mermaid tonight?
It's
great, thank you.
We're incredibly settled. We escaped from Alcatraz, and we're very happy now.
Okay. Well, I have a question, then I have a two-minute song I'd like to sing to you guys, if you allow
no,
it.
Can't do the song. No, okay. Can't do that. I'll take your questions, though. It's my show, bro.
All right.
My show.
We got a lot of people hating that though. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. And I'd also, I'd like to say now, a few shows back, I told some jokes, and one of them was a little risky, so it's not my intent to hurt anyone, or I'd like people to be happy and joyful in their hearts, and so I apologize if that did offend
anyone. Oh, that's nice. Thanks, John.
Okay. And now my question is, when the spirit enters the human body in regards to the fetus or the embryo, now, you have taught us that the human embryo develops from two cells, and that also that our spirits are in our hearts. So, therefore, it makes sense to me that when the heart begins to beat is when the spirit enters the body. And I'm wondering if that's true and if you can say anything about that.
Okay, so your question is, does the spirit dictate when the heart beats? Is that your question?
Yes, it is that, and I have a second part of the question, which is if that is so, there must be a standard time when that would enter the body after the cells had infused. But I'm just wondering.
Okay. So, and that's a very good question. So, unfortunately, you're going to hear in my response to the degradation of the human condition here. So, parents, please. Take care here. So roughly between 18 and 21 days of gestation, the spirit is going to choose the mapping of the Merkaba and or the annealment to another body. So plus or minus that the first 2 weeks there of the being alive is completely governed by the mother. So the only thing keeping alive is the mother, and then that's the big problem here, because they've made the NATO retarded. They've retarded the NATO and your DNA. So if procreation was concurrent to life, the spirit would come in the first very minute of the embryo becoming of life. Now you have 18 to 21 days before the spirit actually comes into the body. Does that make sense?
It does. So we wouldn't have the mechanism to, or the machinery to detect that, but is that something that can be detected with
100%
equipment?
So the mermaid and I, we would make life instantly when we're on other planets, and we have done it many times. So procreation here, we can see the delay of when we would stimulate the way we create life. It's very slow here. It's retarded. They've made it really slow. Why would you have a baby in your tummy for 9 months?
Nearly 10, technically. Yep. Ask anyone that's been pregnant a lot of times.
The whole thing's been retarded. So the spirit. Typically, when you procreate, you make life instantly. That's what's so confusing for us.
All right. So that answers. So, right. So if we were going to celebrate a day here on Earth, would it be more sensible to celebrate the day that the spirit entered the body?
Yeah,
I would favor that. But I also don't believe in the past. I would only believe in the future.
Okay, right on. Okay, well, thank you very much, guys. And maybe another time I can sing you a little song.
Thank you, John. Stay tuned because we can see on the screen we got some really great questions coming through, and we always run out of time, so we're just trying to fit them all in. But thank you. Lots of love to you.
Thank you.
Keep the calls coming.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's keep moving on. Let's see. Cindy Luxenberg questioned, God, you're up late. What are qualities of 12 source energies? Please tell me.
Do you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. Hi, Q. Hi, Mermaid. Nice
Hello.
To talk to you. So, so my question is, what are the qualities of the 12 source energies? Is there a way to describe them in detail? Thank you.
Oh, I love her accent. It's so beautiful.
she don't sound like my. She don't sound anything like my. Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you to say it again, but I'm going to do my best to clean up your question in a way that helps others. It's an incredible question. Thank you so much. When we come into the universes, we come in as 12. That means everybody listening. And the reason we use 12, and that's why time has been created around our implementation into a universe, is to try and shadow us, try and track us. There's a lot of reasons why time was created for the 12. So the 12 of us that came in, that means all of you, we segregated multiple times, endless times. But we're all actually one. But the Merkaba loves the shape of 12. It just loves the symmetry of it is really what 12 is to you. And then when you inherit life, it's just really easy. So anyway, I'm sorry to distract your question, but all of us are from one, and we segregated in 12, and then we kept segregating to go explore and be of life in this dimension and or universe. Does that help?
Yes, it has. Could I add a question that is linked to this one? Oh,
please.
I forgot to say that I'm calling in from Carrie, the Play Room, questions of Kista. So my next question is, how does Source communicate with us? Does Source use archetypes, for example, as a way of transferring the knowledge of the universe? Or
never
can this knowledge
be an archetype? Nope, let's stop right there. No archetype would we ever use. You are Source.
Okay.
Nope, not you. You shouldn't even be believing a word I say. You should believe what you believe.
Yeah. So, but the question is, can this knowledge be transferred to dreams, visions, insights, or direct intuition?
Sometimes, yes. But you should be in real time and you'll have all the answers you're asking.
So intuition would be the main one, wouldn't it? It's knowing.
Knowing is different than believing.
So the like woo-woo type thing has made us believe, having like amazing psychic abilities, hearing voices in your head and channeling Archangel Michael and whoever else, makes somebody an advanced spiritual being, when in fact that's great if someone has you know, psychic abilities. They're often going to be hijacked and used the wrong way. The most psychic abilities, for lack of better, Houston doesn't like that word, but would be someone that has very strong intuition and knowing, that they just know, you know, that is your greatest abilities. You don't have to hear voices from all these different characters that woo-woo people like to talk about. It's just your own knowing is the most advanced state of being, in my opinion. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All from you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will call in next time again, so another one has time to ask questions. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We look forward to it. Lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh. Wow.
That was beautiful.
That was a very bright being there, wasn't it?
That's beautiful
was
energy.
Well on the way. Is that my defense mechanism out there?
It is.
Yes. Like having a perimeter. How many times have we been? Never mind. Why do they want to kill us? We're just trying to give love.
Lucky you have a guard dog.
All right. Okay, so that was Cindy from Luxembourg. Wow, that's cool.
So we got
cool.
Jennifer now.
Jennifer from TX, got to be Texas, right? About excluding Thaw from our command. Okay, whoa, that's heavy stuff. Jennifer, you on there?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Go, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm actually going to act like
hello.
I'm just pretending.
You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah,
we can hear you. Hello.
Okay. This is my first time getting in. I'm from the Q's for Q-ster group.
Woo!
Cool.
And my question was, since I read about Thoth on forthepeople.space, and obviously he's part of us or none of us would be trying to save all of our creations basically right now, as he's part of Source. And when we do our commands, we ask to be authentically from Source. Is Thoth part of that, or can we exclude him in our commands? So when we do our commands, we're not constantly being bombarded back with his creations that we don't want part of.
Outstanding job. Amazing. Thank you. Mermaid. Just an amazing statement, isn't it?
Yeah. I was a little confused because I just, when you're communicating with Source, yourself, the true light energy, that is only who you're communicating with. So I wouldn't even have another thought about that individual ever again. Just the minute that name or thought comes into your reality, you just wipe it away, bye-bye, delete. It's not real, because talking about it makes it real and brings it into our reality. So I think it's better that none of us ever talk about any dark characters at all, and try to it's a tricky one, because we like knowledge and we like to know about stuff, but at the same time we don't want to keep it alive by keeping it alive. And especially that when you're speaking to the beautiful unlimited light source of love, there's no dark that can possibly come through that or hijack that when you're truly speaking to yourself through Source, yourself with commands and stuff. So I would never worry about that. But I want to hear what you have to say, Kista, because I know we always see things with different lenses. So go for it.
Thanks.
It's my show. I'll let you speak if you like. There you go.
I'm
on fire today. On fire.
Yeah, she has a right. She, So the more we don't believe in these individuals, the more we don't believe in these individuals. And it's tough because we're so supple. We're so good at receiving information. And we just love it. And so you have to choose now. Yeah, everybody's got a blank slate now. If we just would stop participating, is what it is. Does that make sense? The mermaid did well, I think.
Yes, I just realized from your guys' point of view, but I guess why I've been in this splendor basically is because I've been attacked since I ever existed, I guess. And I know I have a bright, bright light and spirit inside of me, and maybe that's why I do constantly get attacked. And that's why I was thinking Soth and his bad things is, like, always attacking me. So I'm like, can I just, like, get rid of him, you know? So now that I see it from your guys' perspective, I completely understand, and I have to let that part go of me, and a lot of us do. We're so connected to it.
We have a PRQ team member, I won't tell you which one, that kills demons probably every 5 minutes, snapping her finger, throwing lights, just protecting us constantly. So I don't like publishing that on the radio, but it's just right. A fact. And I have to coach the individual who is our defense system that the more you participate with them, the stronger they get. It's that simple.
Okay. Well, I love you guys, and thank you for taking my question and bringing more light to my day and my life. And I love you guys, and I will see you next time.
We love you too, and just know that you can whatever intentions or whatever you want, you can do. So if you feel like something's attacking you and you do a command to remove it from you and destroy anything that's not, you know, that's not authentically you or that's harming you, it's done. The minute you say it, just know that you have the power to do that and you're free.
All right. We're good. Great job. Outstanding question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, BBS, I know I'm getting short on my leash here. Irene from Washington, harmonic techniques to maximize sound healing with singing too. Irene, are you there?
I am here, and I know we don't have much time, but thank you. This is a blessing.
Okay, talk faster.
We are all. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to talk fast. So what, any ideas about techniques for using matching, tuning to the body's resonant field and singing with that with crystal singing bowls? So tuning in, working with the body and crystal singing bowls, maximizing the best techniques.
Right on. Outstanding question. So I've cured cancer with singing bowls. I know that I transient my power through the sound. You can do that too. So I put a layer on the sound. What I found with most of the singing bowls of this generation is you have to be very specific with the frequency. Whereas most singing bowls of the past, thousands of years ago, you could play a different tone with the bowl. These bowls, whether ceramic or copper, we used to have copper bowls that had every tone in it. So I could do an A, a C, a D tone, so to speak. So I could cure heart arrest or cancers in the body with a different tone, and I could cure different tones in the head, and or I could tune the auric field of an individual with a different tone with the same bowl. Or I could calibrate, configure the spirit to a physical body with the same bowl. But they all have the same ability to cure cancer and so forth based on the tone. So that's my encouragement, is get the tones you want to utilize to enhance your life or heal others. Does that make sense?
Yes. Just quick, can you also use intention or focus? That's your and compassion to ride the frequency of the sound wave to heal.
I'm very nervous about that statement, because now if you have a bad day, you're going to give somebody else a bad day.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
I just let the bowl do the work. You stay neutral. Everyone's neutral, and let the sound do the work. That's how universal healing works and or spirit works.
Thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
Really valuable. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank man, you. We're out of time, man.
Are we?
Oh, no. Yeah. What are we going to do? Kumbaya, no, I hate that. Oh, man.
Which I always like to just see if you can quickly answer them, but they're a bit
too intense. About receiving intuition inside ahead of time. Okay, again, that's a big one. About the dark and their offspring. Yeah, just kill them. How do we defend ourselves when we're out about with all the aliens? that's Ellie from Oregon. Stay tuned. I'm going to do that on the Timelines show. So BBS Radio has a Timeline show for me.
You can plug yourself, which I'm not that good at myself.
Yeah,
either,
okay, let's close up the show.
We're so sorry. We've run out of time. Thank you so much, everyone.
If you wouldn't have been talking so much, I mean, it's like everywhere. Where did all my... So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies and pain. Can you stand? Can you tell it's still real? From cold, still rain. So you think you can tell. Thank you, BBS Radio. Love you, love you, love you.
Thank you. Good love to everybody. Good night, good morning, good day.